Welcome back to yet another edition of the Disney List. Al, John, and Kristen here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, so what is our big deal today? What is our big travel deal? You know all about them, don't you?
Yes, we are talking for today's travel deal about the Disney Plus subscribers. Save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. That's going on now through September 30th of 2022. And you must be a Disney Plus subscriber. You can't just say you are because they require me to make sure you are.
Okay.
There are special procedures for that.
Special procedures.
However, if it's not properly followed and you are found to be in violation, they will cancel your account.
Uh-oh. Don't do that.
But if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, like myself and Al John.
Yes.
Yeah, you can save up to 25% off.
Nice.
Book now before it's gone.
It's a good way to save, gang. Good way to save. Once again, Kristen is your travel guru, so she can hook you up and book your next Disney or Universal or any cruise, including the Disney Cruise Line or Adventures by Disney Vacation, like you have for so many others. Where can people email you for their free quote and to have you save time and money?
ThemeParksandCruises@gmail.com.
Awesome. Don't forget this edition of the Disney List, like every single week, brought to you by our good friends at Shore. All right, we use the Shure MV7, which is based on the legendary SM7B microphone that I used to use when I was in radio. All right, it's got both USB and XLR outputs. You can use it with computers or professional audio interfaces like we're using here on the show. You can also connect to your smart device with USB and explore so many other additional setup features so you can let the microphone do the work for you. And by downloading the Shure Plus Motif app, you can also do a number and make your entire Zoom call, your work team's call, or your podcast if you're a creator, or live stream sound awesome and amazing. So please check it out at MV7. That is a Shure MV7 podcast microphone and kit. They are at Shure's website at shure.com, Shure. At GatorFrameworks.com, they also provide the stands and the desks and all kinds of great speaker stands and accessories for creators like ourselves, or if you had an office and you just want to have an awesome work desk or workstation, they will hook you up. For more details on that, please check out GatorFrameworks.com. And now, here's another edition of the Disney List.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Welcome back to another edition of Disney List. Thank you for tuning in, whether it's on your podcast, on every favorite podcast platform, or even our friends at Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Al John Go. I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. You can check me out at Al John Go on Instagram. Joined by my lovely and talented co-host. Hello.
Hello.
Kristen, introduce yourself.
I am a travel expert and Disney park fanatic and Disney foodie, which you can find at diningatdisney.com.
We're here to talk about another awesome top 10 must-dos. And what park are we going to be hitting up today?
We are talking about Epcot.
Yay. Love Epcot. Can you believe that we haven't even done a top 10 list for must-dos for Epcot yet?
No.
Hard to believe, right? Last week, we ended up doing Disney's Hollywood Studios. So yes. Now we're hitting Epcot. It's crazy. We're doing the must-dos here on the Disney List.
We did them in reverse.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right. We're gonna do them. It's all good. Actually, we did do one for Animal Kingdom, and it was from a while ago. And
no, it was Magic Kingdom that was a while ago.
Was it Magic
and
Kingdom?
It was the top 10 attractions.
Mm. Well, different than must-do's. It's different. It's different. You know, if you're an adult out there, you're listening to the show, chances are Epcot is probably your favorite park. Like, our chat room is live right now. Lindsay in the chat, Epcot is her favorite. Yeah, definitely is. You know, we're broadcasting on so many different channels on social media. And if you're just tuning in to us in one of those other channels, be sure to check us out there at the Disney List on Facebook, because that is where we can actually see you in the chat and interact with you. So wherever you are, just come on in to the Disney List podcast on Facebook and interact with us. Before we get into our list, Kristen, D23 Expo sold out.
I can believe it.
And it's happening here in just a few days, September 9th through 11th, over there at Anaheim Convention Center, which is one of my homes away from home. I'm usually there once, maybe twice a year, you know? So so we're 11 days and 14 hours away.
I'm sad that we'll be missing it.
Yeah, it is sad. We typically don't miss out on the D23 Expo, but because we have kids now and we don't, you know, the podcasts are kind of like our main thing now. And, you know, you do update Dining at Disney and it is kind of sad that we don't get to, but, you know, we will experience it one day again with our kids, which will be great. But you've got some representatives coming out to help Dining at Disney cover
Kat,
and our side too, right?
Yeah, Kat from Dining at Disney is going to be joining us on the show to let us know about the expo.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be streaming it live on our sites as well, because we just found out that they are going to be streaming live. So that's going to be great. It's going to be brought to you live, presented by Visa, Disney Visa. So if you're checking out D23, we'll be covering that stuff on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. So it's pretty nice that they're doing that. And they're all of those different things that they're doing, like the Disney Marvel showcase and the Hulu Disney Plus showcase, Tron. Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm sad about missing most are the things that they give away that you can only get there.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the posters. I mean, we got like a $5 Disney gift card to use at Target.
Yeah. Yeah. They were really great. Giving away those type of things when you attended the panels, you know, and here's a thing. So,
And deals on luggage too. Cause we got a good, really good deal on luggage last time.
Yeah. Oh, John Wolford is like out. Tron. There's stuff going on with Tron. Yeah, there is. From Tron to Disney character voices and many more. Can't miss the expo. There's going to be stuff going on for Tron. Tron, I believe, is 30 years or 35 years old. I forgot. I guess it's the 30, maybe. It's old, y'all. Tron is old. 82. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's really old.
I'll have to tell Kat that if she sees something cool that she can pick up for me,
That would be wonderful. The Disney Parks panel's happening as well. But, you know, if you're interested in Tron, I think I put our interview with Yori, I think. Yeah, I think I've interviewed Bruce Boxleitner. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But Cindy Morgan from Tron.
Yes.
It was Eric Allen. Eric Allen from Sorcom Review on Sorcerer Radio had interviewed her. Mm-hmm. And I talked to her a couple times too at the expo. And she's great. And Bruce Boxleitner, I talked to from Tron. And now he's the president. He plays the president of the union there on the Orville, which is now on Disney Plus. So kind of come back around a little bit. So anyway, we have that. But yes, stay tuned here, because we're going to be talking about the D23 Expo here in the days to come. Very, you know, I'm a big fan. You're a big fan of the sipper cups and the different kind of limited edition mugs.
Yes.
And did you know that there's a Monstro tiki mug available August 26th? So it was just released a couple days ago at Trader Sam's at Disney.
That's cool. I can only imagine what they're charging for.
How much did we pay for our, what did we get last time?
The big, Uh-oh-a.
The Uh-oh-a. And how much was that at Trader Sam's?
Wasn't that like $40?
$40 for the drink, but we got the
mug.
Oh, $40 for the mug.
I think it was like $40 for the mug. It's expensive.
Yeah, it's a big, but it's a limited edition, you know, kind of mug. And it's great to have those kind of things, but man, you're going to shell out a lot more on that. But yeah, you can get it right now if you're heading to Trader Sam's. Pretty cool. I meant to bring this up when we were talking about Pinocchio there for Disney Plus Day, but you know, we saw the Disney Plus Day trailer for Pinocchio. Did you like it?
Disney Plus Day is September 8th.
Yes.
So it hasn't happened yet.
No, but have you seen the trailer?
Yes, I have seen the trailer.
Did you like it? Looks like
I did. From what I saw, yes.
It looks like a...
I didn't see the whole thing because two little ones were being... They were not behaving very well.
They are going to be doing so much for Disney Plus Day. In those reveals, not only have that behind the scenes of Obi-Wan that they're releasing that day, but Thor Love and Thunder comes out that day on Disney Plus, which is going to be huge.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. And then Pinocchio, it looks like they're trying to stay as faithful to the original animated movie, which Dave Bossert over there, my cohort there with Skull Rock Podcast, says that that is the masterpiece for him, that the pinnacle of Disney making. I don't disagree. It is a wonderful movie, and it's got great heart, and I'm looking forward to seeing this one, too, for sure. I tell you what else has been going on this week? Anything else other than the fact that our kids are wearing us out?
And I need a nap and a vacation and a spa day, and I don't know what else.
This is true. I'm more. The past few weeks have just been crazy, killer. Absolutely crazy. But thank you guys and gals for tuning into the show every single week. We do appreciate it. There's a reason why we do this for you every single week.
Because we're crazy.
Because we're crazy. Oh, I wanted to bring this up too, since we're just kind of shooting the breeze here. Did you know Molly's leaving All Ears?
I saw that.
You know, if you don't know, allears.net, we've been affiliated with All Ears for many years, one of our favorite sites, back when Deb used to run it. Mm-hmm. And AJ bought it from Disney Food Blog. Did you guys know that? I don't know if you knew that or not. And apparently there...
I thought because Molly was the face of All Ears after mm-hmm. Deb left, mm-hmm. that I thought Molly was the one who bought it.
Nope.
Until her new venture she's now on.
Yeah, so Molly is starting up her own, what is it, Mammoth Club, mm-hmm. which is her husband and her friend. And you've seen him in a lot of those videos. And we typically don't talk about other influencers on this channel. I mean, we're old school podcasters, and that's what we're going to be. And we did blogs for so long, and you know, I stopped doing that years ago. Just it's so time consuming. And we do it not because anyone's making any money from it. It's just because we're having fun and we have day jobs and we have kids now. And it's just, we do it because we love it, but I have much respect and love to the people like Molly that do this stuff every day and blog and vlog and do all this really cool stuff. Because we're literally Disney fans 1.0. We're that crew. I'm just making words up, that started when the web was super young and in its infancy of Disney podcast and with Sorcerer Radio, especially.
We started pre-2010.
Yeah. And really the boom happened, I would say probably 2013, 14. Yeah. Things started really taking off for people. But when you start a podcast in 2009 and you work on Sorcerer Radio, that's been around since 2001. I mean, we're fans of it. We didn't start with Sorcerer Radio. We came in years after it started, but it was one of the very first, if not the first, internet streaming station with Sorcerer Radio. And then now it's huge. It's great. You know, we've got a great community over there. And I have to say that the staff that has been assembled through Sorcerer Radio early on with, you know, with Jeff and myself and you and, you know, Eric and the rest of the crew, you know, you do it because you love it and because of the friends that you make along the way. And it's really cool that we're still doing it. But you know, Gail says it's sad that Molly's leaving. Well, it is. But then you you look at Molly's YouTube channel, her new YouTube channel, and she hasn't missed a beat.
What's crazy is we were watching, I don't even remember whose YouTube channel it was that was talking about her leaving and how much that site, its YouTube channel, again, just YouTube, not the site itself, how much money it brings in, its sponsors bring in or anything like that, but $25,000 a month.
And that's estimated.
Just in monthly money made from watching those YouTube channels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing, that those big people, they are bankrolling, you know, I mean, making big money. And that's not what Molly was paid.
That's supposedly, we don't know.
Apparently,
the
person that did the video was.
Right. Right. I mean, and the platform, she's a host on the platform. She's a content creator for the platform, but yet she's not part owner of the platform. Big difference.
Well, and that's the other thing is, you know, like us, we don't make any money off this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We lose money doing it.
But
in all seriousness, that's why we ask people, please like, subscribe. That's what you can do that costs you nothing to help.
Oh,
the little content creators like us that do it because we enjoy it, but we keep doing it because of our loyal listeners.
Oh yeah, that's what we've been doing for so long. You know, it would be great if every one of our Twitter followers, because this Twitter that we have is great. We have like 12,000 people that subscribe to our Twitter, which is great. Jedi Mascara had a lot at one point, and yours is still growing every day. Dining at Disney, but
that's like not my major.
No, but we don't push.
Really do anything with Twitter anymore. Yeah, I am an Instagram girl.
Yeah, we don't push content regularly. We push content when we can. And it's fun for us. It's not, you know, I've got a day job that pays the bills and you're now taking care of the kids, but you had a day job too and you're a travel agent. So that's great. But man, big ups and respect to Molly. She's so enjoyable. I mean, her and her whole crew are great people. And there's other different bloggers and vloggers that we've seen and made friends with being media for Disney for so long that we see them kind of graduate from a platform that they used to provide content to making their own content. It's a stepping stone, really.
Yeah. Right,
for them. And now she's going to be bankrolling in her new endeavor over at Mammoth Club. And I suggest that you follow Molly because she's great. She's probably one of my favorite vloggers that are out there because she doesn't annoy the hell out of me. So.
Well, I don't watch many of the videos out there just because, again, there's just something about the way people talk or present material that often to me is either sounds condescending, which I really don't like. to listen to, or they have an annoying voice with some kind of weird, you know, not a speech impediment, but some weird like cadence to how they talk. Like our news reporter here in Nashville has a really weird way that she delivers morning news. And I'm like, why? Who? Nobody talks like that.
Nobody talks like that.
Did you not learn how to read from a teleprompter? But it's like things like that that just really bother me that often I will stop listening to something that has good content because it's annoying. She's not annoying. She's likable and she seems like she's legitimately having fun.
Oh yes, for sure. Molly's great. You know, it's funny because you mentioned reading from a teleprompter. You know, I did read news a lot in my FM radio days and in college when I was doing this. And it's great. Like we have fun. You wouldn't know it now by me doing this and the fact that, you know, every week, I'm falling asleep behind the wheel because I'm so tired every time we do this show. It's so hard. It's so hard. But I don't know. All I can say is that we do this as a passion project. It's all about the love. It's love for our supporters. And it's a little way that I can continue to kind of scratch that radio bug, especially with all the gear that we have here. It reminds me of being back at the radio station that I loved. That was part of my life for so long. and I really, truly miss it. There are occasions I'll think to myself, it'd be great to go back on the radio. And I've had opportunities to go back, but A, I love my day job too much. And B, who has the time? we hardly have time to do this and for me to go back full time being on the radio, you know, so. Hey, Lindsay says, yeah, the voice is everything. That's how I choose if I listen to a podcast or not. Laugh out loud. Well, dang, thank you for supporting all of our shows. We do a print.
People who lip smack.
Yeah,
Gail says. That drives me crazy.
Lip smack?
Ugh. Yeah. Look at that.
I'm going to get triggered listening to this back. Gail says, I love listening and watching your shows every week. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Anyway. Thank you guys and gals so much. Once again, if you're listening or watching us live on Facebook from any other streams, just remember we can interact with you every single Sunday when we go live and do this show. In fact, people are like, why don't you program when the show goes live so we know when there's a countdown and you guys are doing the Facebook lives? Because we don't know. We don't know when the kids are going to go to bed. And we try to do this every single week, but you know. We go live when we can. So click that bell for notifications so you know when we go live. That's super important.
It's the Disney List. Top 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Alrighty, Kristen. Here we are. This week, our topic du jour. Our top 10
is the must-dos at Epcot.
We are doing the must-dos.
You must do the must-dos.
You must do the must-dos, as Stacy would say. And now we have one that is just a little bit outside. For me, it's one of my favorite ones to do because I love being there and the attraction and everything about it, from the theming and everything. There's one attraction that lays outside. It's an honorable mention for this week. And which one is this?
It is Mission Space.
So why do you think it's outside the realm these days?
Because you have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Spoiler alert, Kristen. Jeez. They just jumped right into it.
Hey, nobody knows where it is on the list. It's just that now it is somewhere within 10, which, I mean, really, if you've listened to this show, you know we love coasters. So how would it not be on the list?
Yeah, this list was so much easier, you know, a year ago before it opened. But Mission Space is great. If you love simulators, if you love space shuttles, if you love the idea of training to be an astronaut in a thrilling NASA-style mission to Mars, which is going to be great. You can check out the ISTC, the International Space Training Center, where you can be in a crew of four that will lift off to Mars and back.
You know, they tell you, look forward, keep your head straight, don't look side to side. Have you ever moved your head and tried to look around in there?
Yes.
Did it make you feel weird or anything?
No.
No, it didn't bother me either.
No. But
I was just wondering because I know you have motion sickness reading in the car.
Yes, nothing. Just reading.
I have motion sickness from nothing.
You know, sometimes, you know, when I was flying from place to place working around this great United States, I would often take, especially the latter part of my travel days, I would sometimes take like Ubers from my hotel room to my workspace, wherever, like Chicago or, you know, DC, wherever I was working. And I would be in the side typing and doing emails and stuff while I was working traffic because I'd be in traffic for about an hour, you know? So I'd be typing and stuff while this Uber driver was driving me. It was a lot cheaper than renting a car. So, but I got motion sick on that.
Yeah, that doesn't.
You know, I'd have to like, after about 12 minutes, put down my laptop and just breathe for a few minutes and then get back to work. But you could, in this attraction, totally blow chunks. You know, some of these kids have those sick bags there in the little compartment in front because you're literally sitting in this little cockpit, and it's one of those simulator rides. So you're literally spinning around in a, you know, like a gyroscope. And then this cockpit comes over you, and you have these little roll bars that go over you like you were in a roller coaster. So you. it limits your movement. You stay snugly in there. And occasionally you'll hear this, you know, that we've got a protein spill. What do they call it? A code something? I forgot what the cast members call it. And you're like, can you imagine getting sick on that thing when it's running around? It's so gross, man.
You know what else makes this attraction not as good as it used to be?
Okay, what?
There's no more Gary Sinise. I prefer Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
The new video may look better, but doesn't sound any better.
And the chat says, I can take or leave Mission Space. I need Gary Sinise back. Yes, it's go time.
Yes.
It's go time. They need a shirt just for me for that saying. Okay, here we are. Finally, yes. Number 10. So the beauty of Epcot is that there is the World Showcase as a huge attraction in and of itself. You have Future World, and then you have World Showcase.
Which is not really going to be Future World.
Well, not anymore.
It's a whole bunch of
It will be. It's a little pieces. Hodgepodge of stuff, yes. So then you have World Showcase, which is all these countries coming together, sharing of cultures, food, music, art. But one of the things that we love to do as a must do is sip, snack, and shop around World
and
Showcase.
Stroll.
And stroll. There's like four S's in there. How about that for alliteration? How about that? Isn't it great to just do all of those things around World Showcase, Kristen?
Yes, and I often do the, I stroll to Germany and sip beer and snack on a pretzel. That's like my go-to there.
Is that your thing?
That's my thing.
So did you know that there's an actual group of people that do the crawls around the Vacation Kingdom?
No.
Oh, yes. It's called the Bay Lake Society.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Exactly. I haven't heard of this.
The Bay Lake Society is a global fellowship dedicated to bringing back and fostering the spirit of Vacation Kingdom of the World when dining, drinks, and recreation were the focus. Join us in our quest to restore the state of mind to the most magical place on earth.
Wow.
How about that? Did you know about that?
No, now I do.
Yeah. And they are dedicated specifically so that you can sip, stroll, shop around the world and snack. Around the world.
Interesting.
And sip. One of our favorite things. So while we're on this topic, do you have a particular place you like to sip, stroll,
other
snack?
Other than Germany? France is good.
France is very good.
Get a nice little frozen drink. Get some ice cream. Mm-hmm. That makes me happy. Or Japan's good for a frozen beer.
Oh, Japan's great for frozen beer.
And you got great margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
Mexico.
Chips.
Mexico and margaritas. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can go over there at the Cava del Tequila or the brand new Choza de Margarita, which is great outside. I love that. I think one of my favorite things about sipping across the world happens to be over there at, where was that? I'm trying to remember where. We talked about France. Oh, yes. United Kingdom.
Oh, the beer. You're black and tan.
Yeah. I just love being there. Going to the UK, going into the pub or the beer cart. You can go to the beer cart if you want. But I love going into the pub there at the Rose and Crown because not only can you see the piano lady, because it's not the same piano lady that's been there forever. They have a new piano lady there, if you haven't noticed. If it's been a while since you've been there, she's retired.
What I do like at Rose and Crown Pub is that they carry Boddington's.
Oh, heck yeah. I just love everything about the Rose and Crown Pub. The atmosphere, the drinks, the beers, the black and tan is my go-to, right?
You know, I miss having tables in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because that was always a good reason. Like, oh, I get a discount, so I might as well stop and have a...
Well, how about shopping? Do you have a place that is like a must shop?
It's not there anymore, so.
What was it?
Mouse Gear.
Oh, Mouse Gear. Well,
it's gone. So we have to check out the new Connection store.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It'll be fine. Hey, Mike Emke. Hey, buddy. Piano no longer in the pub. Oh, that's horrible. They got rid of it. We can't have anything nice anymore. Well, we'll be there in a few weeks. We'll check it out. How depressing is that? But anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
Number 9. So I put this on here because it's quite unique. It's very unique at Epcot. And what would that be?
It would be Coral Reef Restaurant.
Enjoy intimate dining and spectacular views of this living coral reef. More than 2,000 amazing sea creatures who call it home. Impressive. I dig it. So not every day you get to eat inside an aquarium. Unless, true, of course, you have the aquarium restaurant, which is not the same. This is like huge.
I liked it back when they had the divers that would be in there. And if you were celebrating something special that they, you know, if you let them know, they would bring a sign to your table. And
so that's what you did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to tell everybody what you did there for our anniversary?
You can tell.
So we ended up doing, we typically go during our anniversaries there at Epcot, at Walt Disney World. We go to Epcot, we're there, we have a great dinner, and they find out, well, I guess we arrange in advance that it's our anniversary. So we sit close to the water tank, the aquarium. Mm-hmm. We can see all the fish and 2,000 sea creatures there that call the seas the home. It's huge. It's 54 Olympic-sized swimming pools in that area, and you can get to see it. And you had a scuba diver come down and unravel a scroll. And what did it say?
The happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. And they pretended like they were blowing confetti, but of course it was just, you know, some of the rocks in the, mm-hmm, the bottom, which is super fun. And how romantic was that? I was blown away. I was not expecting that. So thank you for that. I got you back though.
And yes, and our menus had happy anniversary names on it.
Yes, it did. It did. Anyway, the Full House episode is all I can think about when I see the coral reef. Oh, that's true. There's so many TGIF shows that were shot there and still are. Like Black-ish went and did an Epcot show. There was like Full House, Step by Step.
Really?
Yeah, and I think Family Matters with Steve Urkel, they went to Epcot.
Never saw any of those.
Yeah, there you go.
Episodes.
Good stuff. But yeah, absolutely. And it's great. So check out Coral Reef. It's a great restaurant. We enjoyed it. And it's fun for the whole family because you get to see the fishes. You get to see, you know, rays. It's literally the Seas with Nemo and Friends come to life right in front of your face. It's pretty cool. And the food is good, which I like. So there you go. Coral Reef. Number 8. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have you take it now.
This is my favorite Pixar movie, and that would be Ratatouille. So Remy's Ratatouille Adventure in the France Pavilion.
There you go. Love it.
4D culinary adventure.
There you go. So this 4D ride experience, you can join Remy, Chef Remy, that is, on a daring culinary caper that will captivate all your senses as you zip, dash, and scurry through the bustling kitchen, dining room, and walls of Gusteau's favorite Paris restaurant. C.S. Magnifique. Anyone can cook. So pretty nice. And I think this is great because you literally shrink down and you have the Remy point of view, Will, of the restaurant, which is kind of nice.
No, do they really need to put masks on those people in the picture?
Oh, yeah.
What they should have done is taken each of their individual pictures and like put it on their face. They weren't.
Compile them. Yeah, it's strange that they're all masked up.
And it's not like they actually look like they were in that attraction. It looks like somebody like photoshopped all the people in
it. They probably did.
Which just makes it even weirder.
It's so weird. Some of these promo shots with people's in masks, I guess. It opened up during the pandemic. So. But anyway, it's any height. It's all ages. It's a great little ride, if you will. Number 7. So, nighttime spectaculars. It's hard not to compare to probably one of the most beloved nighttime fireworks spectaculars of all time at any Disney park, in my humble opinion, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. right? I had to throw that in
there. You had to do the
I had to blow the candle out. I had to blow the torches.
Actually, that may be one of the best parts of the show.
Oh, really? When all the lights go off and then the torches are still like...
The sound.
Still burning.
I like
it. Yeah, yeah. You see, it's the ear of the mind. I'm trying to provide some sound effects here for podcasting audience. But this new show, Harmonious, is really good. I enjoy it. Experience this nighttime spectacular, and discover how Disney music and stories have the power to bring people together from all walks of life. I had to say that. Any height, it's all ages. It's 20 minutes plus long. So during the holidays, they do some amazing things there to it. So do you want to talk a little bit about the attraction that is the nighttime spectacular of Harmonious?
It is one of the largest nighttime spectaculars ever created in Disney parks.
All right.
Disney music and visuals reinterpreted by a culturally diverse group of 240 artists from around the world. That is a lot of people to work on it.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
It has floating giant scenes, choreographed moving fountains, lights, pyrotechnics, and lasers that are in a 360-degree view. And it's has worlds inspired by Moana, Aladdin, Coco, Brave, Lion King, Mulan, The Princess and the Frog, and other classic stories.
So good. So please check that out. This show was great. I think the family will be stunned and surprised and delighted. It's a lot of shock and awe, but the colors and the vivid colors of this nighttime show is great. So you definitely must do. This must do, which is Harmonious.
You know, this upcoming trip will probably be the first one that we have gone back to the room in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
We'll have to take a nap with them at napping.
We'll all be napping during that time. Okay.
That'll be the first time I've napped on a vacation. Other than when I've been sick on a vacation, then I napped. But that doesn't count because I was... Okay, the next attraction is one of your favorites.
Number six. So I love this attraction. It's a boat ride. It's a dark ride. It's an educational ride. So it's definitely chock full of edutainment. It's a little long in the tooth, but that's okay because I figure this is probably one of the classic, much like there are classic Magic Kingdom rides or Disneyland rides. This is a classic for Epcot of all time.
You know what they should do? Find all those people that are still alive in those pictures.
Oh, my goodness. And bring them back for a reunion.
Bring them. No, not for a reunion. Bring them back and, like, update it. So the little girl that's Italian, she's, like, all grown up now. And then you have her. And then the people that are no longer among us, they get a new young person that's a child in its place.
There you go. Wow. You've thought about everything. did you just think about this just now?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
maybe you were thinking about it. The attraction is called Living with the Land, y'all. Cruise past greenhouses on a gentle boat tour and discover the surprising history of farming. That description, I don't know who writes some of this copy, but every week, you know, we read the occasional copy from Disney that they have. And this one, a little not inspiring. So let me read that again.
You know,
discover the surprising history of farming. Surprising.
But they're talking about what they're working on today.
Which
with
is
the ladybugs.
From 1982. Yeah, that's right.
But I think what's great about this attraction is you can actually eat some of the food from it. If you go to Sunshine Seasons or Garden Grill Restaurant, which you can see from the attraction. They serve the fresh produce as well as some of the seafood comes from there because you can see the big seafood tanks.
So I'm going to do this in my best Living Land voice. Are you ready?
Are you going to sing the Living with the Land song?
No, I'm not. See firsthand how Walt Disney World horticulturists are using innovative growing techniques and crossbreeding high-yield crops to help feed a growing planet. Discover a cornucopia of fruits and veggies from around the world. Some modified to jaw-dropping effect. Feast your eyes on edible food crops from around the world. Glimpse hybrid striped bass.
Try it again.
Hey, this is the rip and read here, y'all. This is no pre-read. glimpse behind hybrid striped bass.
Why are you glimpsing behind them?
What?
It doesn't say glimpse behind.
Oh.
Glimpse hybrid.
Glimpse hybrid strip. That's what I was trying to avoid, Kristen.
Glimpse hybrid striped bass, tilapia, catfish, and freshwater shrimp in our fish farm.
Take it back. Roll it back. Now this time, a little more of a smile when you do it. Go ahead. Try it. Go ahead. Try it. Try it. Go ahead. Smile. It transcends the microphone.
Glimpse hybrid.
I can't even do it. Can you?
You're making me laugh now. I had it before and I was smiling. I didn't know I needed to smile more. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Hold on a second. But you
am
have
I supposed to have
that
squishy face or something?
You have to have the really fun delivery. It's like, on this eye-opening tour, you'll be inspired by a hopeful vision of farming's future.
Yeah, and you tell me not to move my head when I'm talking. And do you know how hard it is for me to not move my head if yes. I'm trying to do something like that?
Yes, I know. I know how difficult. Because I, you know, when I'm on the microphone too, I'm very emotive. You know, I talk with my hands. You know, I try not to. Anyway,
that's why we're not allowed to have drinks at the console.
Do you have a favorite Living with a Land scene in this dark ride?
I like the little prairie dog.
You like the prairie dog? Prairie dog is cute. All right, so it's any height, all ages, slow ride, take it easy. So definitely check that out. Living with the Land. Learn more about farming. I like it.
We cannot let our kids, especially a little boy, get into the attractions himself because he falls. I could just see him going to get in and he just falls and he lands in the water.
No, don't do that. No, let's not talk about that. Number five. So this is a great attraction. It's very innovative. But there are a couple things. Well, let's just talk about it. What is number five, Kristen?
It is Soarin' Around the World.
Around the World. Take flight on a breezy airborne adventure as you hang glide above the breathtaking wonders of the world. You got to be 40 inches to ride this ride. Kids, tweens, adults can ride it. It's a slow ride. It got some small drops in there. Your mom would be petrified.
She was.
Oh, did she do it? She actually did it?
Yes, we got her to go on it. And then she was like, she was sitting next to me and she was holding me on my arm so tight. She was like white knuckling the whole time. And I was like, Mom, we're just up. You're not moving.
Calm down.
And she was like, yeah, no. Dad loved it. Oh. He gets off and he was like, wasn't it great? Mom's like, no.
No, she felt like she's going to fall her chair. Feel the thrill as you're raised high in the air and swept from one scenic locale to the next. See world's wonders, naturals, and man-made like you've never seen it before. No mountain is too high, no landscape is too far. You like that?
Yep.
You can glide above the sights of the Great Wall of China, also Great Pyramids of Egypt, the Taj Mahal. You can cruise over Monument Valley and Fiji's Lau Island. Thundering Iguazu Falls in South America. And you can look down the Eiffel Tower, by the
which
way.
Which is crooked.
Crooked and bent because of the way it's being projected on there. But it sparkles like a jewel in the night. Albeit
actually,
a crooked
it really
jewel
does. Okay, so it really does do that at night.
Yes.
The sparkles like that.
Yes.
I was quite surprised when I saw that the first time. I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool that it does that.
Now, this 180-degree, 80-foot IMAX digital projection dome, that is why the Eiffel Tower is all crooked, because they didn't compensate for that in the filming, which they should have, Disney. You have the technology. Compensate for it so it doesn't look too out of place. It's too distorted. That's my gripe. But throughout the flight, you'll be teased to an uplifting musical score from award-winning composer Bruce Broughton, who's, by the way, has been on Skull Rock Podcast.
Yes.
And an unforgettable original score written by Academy Award winner Jerry Goldsmith. You know what? Jerry Goldsmith is claim to fame is?
No.
He's done a lot of motion pictures, but he did the theme for Star Trek The Motion Picture and The Next Generation. Jerry Goldsmith.
Okay.
There you go. And you can gamify it too, because you can play the Soarin' Challenge while you board. Team up with family and friends to play a trivia-themed game using your mobile device. Number four. Kristen, this is a lot of people's favorite attraction at Epcot.
And you can't miss it. It is Spaceship Earth. So you can travel through time and explore the remarkable history of human communication from the Stone Age with the cavemen to the computer age with Steve Jobs.
There you go. Way to go, Kristen. Any height, all ages, slow ride, dark. And occasionally you'll smell room burning there in the attraction. Actually, you should there smell it all the time because it's brought to you in 4D, so you have a smell-o-vision too.
Smell-o-vision.
It's true. Soren actually had smell-o-vision because he had the smellitzers working overtime there too.
I do like the smells with that attraction.
What, Soren?
Yes.
Yeah.
Green, the water, oranges, all that smells good.
They, even in the new one, it's good. But with
dirt.
Dirt. The smell of dirt. But yes, Spaceship Earth is great. Talking about the remarkable, as you said, history of human communication. And it's located inside the big ball. Or the geodesic sphere, if you want to be so complicated.
Or as people who don't know what it's called, call it the golf ball.
The golf ball. So it's pretty cool. It's 16 minutes. You're in an Omnimover. So it's very much the same ride conveyance as Haunted Mansion. Little Bucky, you get in there. They're animatronics. A lot of really cool things. You have a special particular scene there.
I knew you were going to ask that.
I always ask you.
And you know what? I'm going to give you the same answer I always give.
Which is?
The Gutenberg printing press.
I figure you would. It just reminded me of that. There it is. I think my favorite scene in there happens to be the computer scene where it's like the 70s and you have a...
The computer's the size of a house.
Computer's the size of a house. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have all those old school computers with lights literally for no reason. It's all glowing lights.
I also like the scene with...
The person stamping papyrus into paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that.
I do like that scene. But there's all kinds of little scenes there. I love Omnimovers. But it is the Spaceship Earth is the flagship to Epcot, the symbol of the park. And there you have it. Judi Dench provides the voice of the narrator, Academy Award winning actress. And also the music is by Bruce Broughton as well, who conducted a 63-piece orchestra and 24 voice choir for the musical score. You can listen closely. You'll notice that the music for each scene has styles and instruments appropriate to the era. Pretty neat. Number three. So number three, Kristen, is another thrilling ride that we love so much.
And this is one where you can design a virtual concept car and race it against other people. And it is Test Track.
I love it.
Presented by Chevrolet.
Thank
you. The official vehicle of the Walt Disney World Resort.
Very nice. Nicely done. You have to be 40 inches to ride this ride. It's good for just about everyone in the family outside of toddlers. Right? A little small drop.
School
big ride.
Age it up.
It's a little dark in there until you get on the outside, unless, of course, it's dark when you ride it. Then it'll be dark outside when you hit outside. But
do you think if you put platform shoes on your kid...
Lifts. Yeah, you could. This attraction, by the way, it goes up to 65 miles an hour that attraction in your ride vehicle, which is neat. But once again, you're there doing a simulated car, six passenger car, and design your concept car in there. And it's great. Like, I really like the fact that now you can design your own concept car, and in your ride vehicle of six, every different test that is performed, whether it's the ABS brake test or the shock absorber test or the environmental test, what have you, that your car's particular stats that you build show up on a leaderboard there for the six people that are riding with you. Did your car come out on top, you know, or did you design it a particular way? All those things are taken into account. You get to see how your particular concept car fares against your competition in the car, which is neat.
Mine always does very well with power.
Yeah, you're always like the muscle car.
Yeah.
You're the muscle car lady.
Because it's totally what I would really drive.
I designed like a really energy efficient car once, and it's always at the bottom of the list. It doesn't perform well at all, except for energy. Of course. What do you expect? Oh, our cat. It's going nuts.
Uh-oh. Don't let him knock your water over.
I don't want to, but I'm trying to. Hey, bud.
He wants
stay
to
away
come
from,
see me.
I know. You want to get him?
Yeah, you can grab him.
Watch out, buddy.
Hand him to me.
Show break. Oh, no? Okay.
Oh, he's down.
Get on
okay.
out of here. We're live, pal.
Number three.
Okay. So.
Right?
Is it number two?
Number two. It
must
sorry.
Be number two.
Yes.
I'm freaking out. Go ahead.
This is a new attraction, and it is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Take off on an intergalactic chase through space and time with the Guardians of the Galaxy. You have to be 42 inches tall to ride this ride. Perfect for tweens, adults, and teens. It's a thrilling dark ride. You go really fast, and apparently it's out of this world. Pun intended. This is the first thrill ride attraction that features the first ever reverse launch on a Disney coaster and is one of the largest fully enclosed coasters in the world. In the world. It's a new innovation from Walt Disney Imagineering. This coaster rotates 360 degrees. You can focus on the action. Want to read that part?
Begin your adventure by touring.
Your adventure? Begin your adventure, folks.
Begin your adventure.
It's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
It's all that dino whatever we were watching today.
We're watching
what's
Dino Ranch.
Yeah, Dino Ranch.
The kids on Disney
go.
Plus. Yeah.
Begin your adventure by touring the Galaxium, a planetarium-like exhibit showcasing the similarities and differences between Xandar and Earth's galaxies. You'll even get to discover some of the incredible wonders of Xandar and learn about their technology.
I love it. So just as you reach the culmination of the tour, everything goes sideways, of course, and you jump into action with the Guardians, Rocket, Groot, Gamora, and Star-Lord on this urgent mission rewind on an urgent mission to rotate and head towards this exciting space pursuit. Yeah, you know, why isn't Drax on here?
I don't know. Maybe
so weird.
Maybe Dave Bautista said, I'm not doing that.
Well, Bautista did actually ride this ride the other week.
Oh.
He
fit in it?
I guess.
I would have thought he'd be too big. No. Pretty big dude.
Anyway, nice. So yeah, check out Guardians. It's a new e-ticket ride there at Epcot. So definitely do that. And last but not least, number one.
My favorite thing to do at Epcot, festivals.
There is not a time through the years that they're not celebrating something.
No, epic. There's very few dates. There's like maybe a week in between the festivals.
Yeah.
Because you have January and February is
the farts.
Festival of the Arts.
International Festival of the Arts. What I call the farts.
And then March through the beginning of July is Epcot Flower and Garden Festival.
Yes.
Then mid-July through now, like almost to Thanksgiving Day, you have International Food and Wine Festival. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as that ends, then through the end of December, you have the Festival of the Holidays. So it's like the festival park.
Yeah. And so many of these little kiosks are open marketplaces throughout the entire park practically these days. You know, so it's not just World Showcase, but it kind of extends into Future World these days.
Yes, it does.
So there's a lot of different food, shopping, and it's a lot of fun, especially for locals, but out-of-towners partake in these festivals. They're a lot of fun. That's where a lot of the seasonal stuff is brought in, not only food, and they do change it up for seasonal food for all of these festivals because they're in for an extended period of time. So just very, very cool stuff indeed. So the festivals probably are number one must-do. So there you have it, gang, our top 10 list of Disney must-dos for Epcot there
and
at
not
Walt Disney
only
World.
Do you have fun things going on for the festivals and the food and the drink? You have amazing shopping that are
yes.
items that are very much geared towards that particular event. And like Spike the Bee, you get Spike the Bee Flower and Garden. You're not going to get Spike the Bee during Food and Wine, but you will get Remy.
Must I ask what your favorite festival is during this period, during the year over at Epcot? I know what you're going to say. So
I'm going to say Food and Wine. However, it's not like, I mean, they're like neck and neck because I really enjoy them. They're very different from each other. Festival of the Arts is so much about the art of the culinary art and how beautiful they can make these dishes.
As well as actual art.
Yeah.
You know, like different paintings and sculptures and things. The topiaries year round are amazing.
My only problem with the Flower and Garden Festival is that it is kills my allergies when I go.
Sure.
It's a lot of Benadryl.
It's a Benadryl day, y'all.
Uh-huh. Benadryl, yeah. Eye drops, nose spray, all the goodies.
Yeah, I do like Flower and Garden Festival because I feel like it's a smaller version of the International Food and Wine Festival. Less crowded sometimes, mm-hmm. more often than not. Flower and Garden is great because you do get all that great food. But my number one is the Food and Wine Festival because it has Eat to the Beat that I love. The concert series is coupled with that, which is great. I love seeing those live bands. I love seeing, you know, all the different kiosks with the or marketplaces with all the great food. I love the drink stations there where you can get wine flights and beer flights and all that stuff. It just gets a little bit too much to handle on weekend. And these days, yeah, we never go anymore.
Not on the weekends.
It's just too much. I mean, if you want to stand in line all day, and the kids are not going to be able to handle that, standing in line all day. You know, we're going to take a break. So, well, anyway, yes.
Well, you have Festival of the Holidays, where you get to try. I mean, when else are you going to get to try a lot of those different things? A lot of people have never tried Glühwein until they visit the Festival of the Holidays and head over to Germany.
It's a great opportunity to try new things and experience new things, which I love. And I love all the demonstrations they have. You know, a lot of times they'll have those DIY or Food Network stars and stuff during the different festivals show you how to make things or build different places for your garden, a little sanctuary for animals, if you will.
I hope all that returns.
I hope so too.
All that stuff that they used to do was so much fun, and that's really what made Food and Wine so spectacular, were those special, you know, ticketed events that they had that you could do.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Well, gang, we're wrapping up the show. Thanks again for joining us on this very cool edition of the Disney List, another top 10 for our Epcot must-dos. Did you agree with us? Did we miss something on your particular must-do list? I know we grouped a lot of things together in the interest of keeping it a top 10 list, but man, there's so much to discover at Epcot. You know, we didn't even talk about Frozen Ever After.
Three Caballeros.
Or Three Caballeros, which is also a great favorite. Or Journey into Imagination, you know?
Which has the best character ever.
Figment, yes. Yes, it does. Or, you know, Turtle Talk with Crush. There's so many things we didn't talk about. But anyway, don't forget to check me out. Once again, Aljon Go on Instagram. And you can also find my sister's show, Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bosser and myself, where we talk about Disney and pop culture and behind the scenes with some of Dave's friends there who used to work at Disney with him as fellow Imagineers or Disney animators. That's what he did. He also talks about all of his great books that he writes every single year. He just announced that his Nightmare Before Christmas anniversary edition book is coming out with Disney Editions next year for the 35th anniversary of
nice.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I cannot wait to get that book.
Yeah, from Disney Editions, no doubt. Anyway, thank you so much for following us. Kristen, where can people follow you and email you for great travel deals?
Well, for travel deals, they can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And if you're all about Disney food, check out the Dining at Me podcast that I co-host with Bubba and the Cat. We do 2 episodes a week, always something delicious to be talking about. And at least one of the episodes will always be a must-have, best-of, top places, that kind of thing. The stuff you want to know. And you can check us out on any of the social media platforms out there as well.
I love it. That chime means it's time for us to go. My name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.